A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus went on to speak to the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders in parables. A man planted a vineyard. He fenced it round, dug out a trough for the winepress, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went abroad. When the time came, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them his share of the produce from their vineyard. But he seized the man, thrashed him, and sent him away empty-handed. Next he sent another servant to them. Him they beat about the head and treated shamefully. He sent another, and him they killed. Then a number of others, and they thrashed some and killed the rest. He still had someone left, his beloved son. He sent him to them last of all. "You will respect my son," he said, but those tenants said to each other, "This is the heir. Come on, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they seized him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. Then what would the owner of the vineyard do? Come and make an end of the tenants and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this text of scripture? Was the stone rejected by the builders that became the keystone? This was the Lord's doing. It is wonderful to see. They would like to arrest him because they realized that the parable was aimed at them, but they were afraid of the crowds. So they left him alone and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Must be very clear about evil. God draws good out of evil. Evil, though, remains evil. Evil can never be justified by the good that comes from it. God, and God alone, is justified by the good he draws out of the evil. Think of the words of the Gospel. This was the Lord's doing. It is wonderful to see. Of its nature, evil merely brings more evil. Bad things bring bad things into the world. It's the Lord's doing, the Lord's grace, his wonder. It causes good to come out of evil. The stone rejected by the builders shows that the builders don't know what they're doing. But God knows what he's doing. He makes the rejected stone the keystone of new things. Following the metaphor of the rejected stone, it brings us to one of the great evils of the world, which in fact is foundational to the church. That's the evil of exile. Right from the very start, faith is spread by those who have left their own land. With Abraham. Abraham, who left the Ur of the Chaldees. Joseph, exiled in Egypt. Moses, born in Egypt, but Moses who crosses the desert. And finally, the whole church becomes a church in exile. The theme of the letter to the Hebrews, that we're back in the desert. The exile is a very concrete thing. People are forced into exile in many ways. Always at the root of exile, there are certain evils. The evil of injustice, leave their land because of maltreatment, lack of opportunity, poverty, or perhaps the evil of circumstance. Famine, earthquakes, or perhaps something more embedded in the person. Alcoholics, for instance, are very prone to leaving their own land. Alcoholics Anonymous call this a geographical switch. It's where they rationalize the things gone wrong in their life. And it's often a sign of an alcoholic that the country they left apparently is the worst country ever in the world entirely. All sorts of evils at the root of exile. And yet exile is the manifestation of the truth that Christ teaches us. The stone rejected by the builders becomes a keystone. So many of our churches are fructified, given growth, given fervour, by immigrants, by exiles, by those who have left their own land. It's always been the case. We've seen it with the Irish in the 19th century, the Vietnamese after the fall of Saigon. Now, tragically, we see it with the Christians in the Middle East and also Pakistan being forced out of their land, even though there's such a small minority in those lands. And yet, if they have faith and hope, if they struggle, it will bring great things for the church and the wider world. and somehow that will spread back to the lands they've been forced out of. Exile is part of the church, part of its life. As I say, exile is evil, could never be justified, could never be seen as good in itself. It's only the power of God makes it good. So in these days, as we see so many parts of the world, people forced out to their own lands, partly it must be said by the foolishness of Western powers, their lack of sensitivity, and their own fears. We still have to hope and pray that good things will come of this. We are a church of exiles. We're never quite at home in this land. We seek something else. We seek the land which we've never seen yet. We're always in the desert, always wandering. Wherever we go in this life, it is a sign of God's presence and His grace. Great and good things will be built by those in exile, those far from their own land, but just a little bit nearer to the true home, the heavenly land, to which we belong, our true patria.